Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. And welcome to a doubleheader, a straight-up doubleheader, as the Indians and Tigers will indeed play baseball today. You've had two unscheduled days off. How much does this mess things up, Terry?
Well, I think it's probably harder for the league to figure out some things. You know, one, we lost a game. So, you know, we'll play two today, weather permitting, and I think we'll be okay that way. If anything, there, everybody's bullpen's back intact. But then they got to figure out how to make up that other game. You know, one school of thought is you wait till after the season, you play it if necessary. I know the league frowns on that because they want to play all the games, and I get it. But matching that up right now with the Tigers, because we don't have any days off, we have one and they have two, but they're not even on the same day. So there's some challenges there too. So where that goes, I don't know. I mean, that's why last night, you know, we stayed here so long, because the league really wanted to try to play that game. And they understand that we had a doubleheader today, but you got to try to get games in.
Well, and Tito, when you look around, I mean, this final 3 weeks, we've talked about it. It's what baseball wants, and it couldn't get crazier, because every time you feel like there's a handle on who's doing what, everything seems to change.
Yeah, no team has been able to escape that losing streak. And it's, you know, again, it's whether it's parity, whether it's, you know, teams aren't quite the finished product. I don't know. Injuries, but every team, it seems like, has hit it at some point. And, you know, you look at Baltimore. 3 weeks ago, Baltimore, everybody's talking about Baltimore, how they had played themselves into where they were the team. And then 8 days later, they're about out of it. So it just, it's a roller coaster, and the teams that can weather that still have a chance.
Well, you've been able to give some arms an extra day here and there, be it in the rotation or, of course, your bullpen now being well-rested for this doubleheader. What about Corey Kluber? Does he fit in this equation going forward on this homestand?
I think so, Hammy. Yesterday he still feels it a little bit, and if he's feeling it in a controlled environment, it's hard to probably ask him to pitch, because, you know, when you don't have control and you're maybe making a break and, you know, trying to beat a runner to first and things like that. So hopefully towards the end of this week he will fit, but we're not going to do it until he's ready.
How about when you look at this doubleheader, is game one critical from the standpoint you just can't be into that bullpen real early, or how do you approach this, Tito?
Normally during the season, that's something you really think about. In September, it's not quite as, because you have enough arms. You obviously, if you have a chance to win game one, you go for it, and knowing that that could hurt your chances in game two.
Is a straight-up doubleheader physically easier to play than the split doubleheader, because you really cooled yourself down between games?
You know, Hammy, I'm not sure. I've been a part of a number of these, or, you know, both. And to be honest with you, as a coaching staff, I don't think the split's, you know, gives you some time in between games to kind of get yourself situated, mm-hmm. to get something to eat, change your uniform, whatever. And I just know from game one to game two in these, it is a hurry. I mean, you talk to the media real quick, you get a lineup out. You got to make sure, you know, you got to get your lineup card ready. And by the time you look up, the umpires are out there, and it goes fast.
Tito, there are 3 weeks left, and you and I have talked about it. But, heck, when you get together in spring training, what you want more than anything, obviously, is to win it all. But, secondly, play games that mean something in September.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we've had a circuitous route, if that's the right word. We've got there a little weird, but – every game we play is so meaningful now, and I'm very grateful for that, because, you know, for a while it didn't look like that was going to be the case. And coming to the ballpark and having a little bit of nervous energy is a great feeling. I love that feeling. And, you know, we got a doubleheader today in September, and nobody here is rolling their eyes or like, oh, man, it's a long day. We need to go win.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the doubleheader, the Tribe and Tigers, coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Monday, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. Next 4 days against the best team in the American League this season, the Kansas City Royals. And, Tito, a lot of times a team comes out of spring training having almost won it all the year before, maybe have a little bit of a hangover effect, maybe forget how tough it was to get back. Boy, that didn't happen with this club, did it?
You know, Hammy, you're right. There's two ways you can go. One is like you just referred to, and the other one is you can get a taste of it and then realize you like it and you want to go back. And that's what it looks like they did. They grew up last year as a team. You know, the guys like Hosmer and Gordon and Moustakas. And then they added some guys, and they're pretty good. And they have a lot of ways to beat you. They signed some good free agents. You know, Morales comes in. He's driving in 100. They have a very good bullpen. But they're a lot to deal with. But the way they play the game is to be admired.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.